Chapter 7. An Offer. Time is flying by fast. The servant is looking at the faces of the crowd and at the pictures on the walls, but she still keeps moving nearer. Remember, it is as if your death itself were walking toward you through the Christmas streets. Shall I help you? I, who knows all? Shall I tell you where to find the money? For what price? Asked Markheim. I offer you the service for a Christmas gift, returned the other. Markheim could not stop from smiling with a kind of bitter triumph. No, said he, I will take nothing from you. If I were dying of thirst and it was you that put the pitcher to my lips, I would have the heart to refuse. I may be ignorant, but I will do nothing more to commit myself to evil. I have no objections to people feeling regret before they die, observed the visitor. That is because you do not believe that people can change, Markham cried. I did not say so, returned the other. But I look on these things from a different side. Man has lived to serve me by spreading doubt in the face of religion, or by sowing weeds in a field of wheat, as you do when you give in so easily to desire. Now that he draws so near to being free from his regrets, he can add but one act of service. It is to regret the mistakes that were made, to die smiling, and thus to build up more fear in the people who are still living. I am not so hard a master. Try me and accept my help. Please yourself in life as you have done until now. Please yourself more fully. And when the night begins to fall and the curtains to be drawn, I am telling you for your greater comfort that you will find it even easier to accept your mistakes and to make peace with God. I just came from such a deathbed, and the room was full of sincere mourners listening to the man's last words. And when at last I looked into that face that had been full of regrets and sadness, I found it smiling with hope. And do you then suppose me such a creature? Asked Markheim. Do you think I have no more good in me that I would rather sin over and over again until the last moment and then sneak into heaven? Is this then your experience of all men? Or is it because you have caught me in my crime that you presume such evil? And is this crime of murder indeed so sinful to cancel out all the good that was? Murder to me is no special category, replied the other. All sins are murder, as all life is war. I see your kind like hungry seamen on a boat, taking bread out of the hands of others who are hungry and feeding on each other's lives. I follow sins from the moment they are committed. I find in all that the last consequence is death. And to my eyes, a mother who beats her children for no reason is the same as a murderer like yourself. Did I say that I only follow sins? I follow virtues also. Evil, for which I live, consists not in the actions of men, but in their characters. The bad man, not the bad act, is dear to me. His good heart might yet be found more valuable than those of the rarest virtues. And it is not because you have killed a store clerk, but because you are Markheim, that I offer to help your escape.